today is a summary of everything we've learned and a quick review of everything that has been shared. We are not going to highlight every single word, but we are going to point out basic principles and after that have a very fruitful discussion. So the theme for today is we need to grow. We need to grow. Growing is not something that is done out of pleasure. Growing is not something you do because you want to. You have to grow. As a living organism, you have to grow. If you do not grow, it means there is something wrong with your makeup. There is something wrong with your structure. So in essence, people who are not growing are actually called within a medical sphere of stuntedness. They say you have a stunted growth. And then they try to give you a lot of nutrients and whatnot to help you to grow. In the same way, in the church, growth is a must. You can come to the Lord as you are. Come to the Lord as you are. Whichever way you are, you can come to the Lord as you are. But you cannot remain in the Lord as you came. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can come to the Lord whichever way you are. Come to the Lord the dirtiest way, no matter what, no matter what, you can come to the Lord. But it is an error for you to remain the same when you are in the Lord. It's an error for you not to grow when you are in the Lord. Because the very moment you step into the love and embrace of the Lord, transformation begins to take place. Transformation from within. Transformation begins to take place in your mind, in your heart. Your heart and your desires begin to align with the things of God. Growth is important. And our key verse for today is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Can we all read together? Esansa go. For the Amen. So indeed, our big brother is saying, the writer of Hebrew, which I believe is Brother Paul, is saying, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, though by this time you ought to be teachers, speaking to his audience, he says, by this time you have to be teachers, but you were caught up in other things. And the idea of being a teacher is not just for the preachers. Neither is it just for the pastors, the evangelists. Everybody is called to teach. And the first point of teaching is your life. So St. Augustine, he said, preach the gospel always. And if possible, use words. It means the first point of preaching is not your word, but your life. We are all called to teach. As a father, you are called to teach your children. As a mother, you are called to teach your children. As friends, you are called to teach one another. But then the Bible says, even at this point when you are supposed to be teachers, teaching people, helping them to understand the things of the Lord, you yourself need that someone to teach you. You need milk, not solid food. So we need to understand that we as Christians need to give ourselves onto principles of growth so that we can be what God has called us to be. Amen. So in that sense, we highlighted three basic principles of biblical growth. The first principle that was highlighted was the foundation of God's Word, which was tackled by Elder Rob. And his main focus was from Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The reality of the foundation of God's Word in our lives is not just about hearing God's Word, but doing them as well. You ought to do them. It's not just about hearing, it's about doing. The very moment you walk in truth, you have to live the truth. And this is very, very important that we notice that Jesus said it very clearly, that if you love me, what would show your love for me is not how much you come to church. It's not how beautiful you look. If you love me, as Jesus was saying, what will show is obedience to my word. The Bible is so clear that as Christians, we are supposed to seek the approval of God. And this approval comes by rightfully dividing the word of truth. So with reference to the foundation of God's word, we highlighted the importance that we ought to build our lives on the word of God through consistent devotion. Build your life on the word of God through consistent devotion. The second point that was highlighted with reference to the principles of biblical growth was the pillar of prayer. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. So we understood that prayer is a non-negotiable aspect of our Christian walk. We understood that we ought to pray without ceasing. And praying without ceasing was not locking yourself in a room. No. Praying without ceasing was built on the understanding that God is consistently seeking to speak to us. And in the place of speaking to us, we have to build the understanding of listening to Him. And after listening, there needs to be a response. So the idea of ceaseless prayer is listening, speaking, and responding. And this is not done only in the sanctuary. It's done in every aspect of your life, wherever you can find yourself. You can pray in the bus. You can pray in the marketplace. You can pray on the field. You can pray wherever you are, because God is eager to listen to you. Then we went on to the third point. That said, meditation and obedience. This was preached by our big brother, Brother Mark. And he handled it from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And I read, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and..." Did it say you shall meditate on it on Sundays only? He said you meditate on it when? Day and night. And it goes on to say, "So that you may be careful to do according to what is written in it." When the Bible says "so that," it means as a result of. So the very moment you give yourself to meditation, it is easy to walk in obedience. That is why the Bible says, "As a man thinketh, so is he." Thank you, Victor. Whatever consumes your mind is revealed in your actions. Whatever takes your brain hostage can be seen in the way you live. Whatever you truly believe can be seen in how you treat others. So these are the three principles of biblical growth. And it's very important that we know them, not only know them, but we apply them to our lives. And what will happen if you walk in these principles? What will happen if you live by these principles? I highlighted two major points. The first is that we become Christ-like. We become Christ-like. Ephesians chapter 4, 13 to 15. "Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into who is the head in Christ. The very moment you begin to walk the path of godly maturity, you begin to mature in Christ's likeness. You begin to think like Christ. You begin to talk like Christ. You begin to respond like Christ. The Bible speaks of how the Pharisees and the Sadducees, when they saw the disciples, and they said, "Who are these people? Why do they talk in this manner? For indeed they are learned." But when they saw the boldness and they saw how they spoke, they could only arrive on one conclusion. These people have been with Jesus. The more you walk with Jesus, the more Jesus can be seen in you. I'm going to say it again. The more you walk with Jesus, the more Jesus can be seen in you. The second point I highlighted, if we walk in these principles of growth, we become fruitful. Fruitful. John chapter 15, 4 to 6. "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that beareth much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." I'm going to take that again. "For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned." If you walk in these principles of godliness and biblical growth, you will bear fruit. And this fruit bearing is a must for every believer. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, the attribute of love, the formation of godly character. You cannot say you love the Lord, but yet you treat your friends anyhow. You cannot say you are a godly believer, and yet you have no sense of patience. You cannot say you are a Christian, but yet when we look at your life, the litmus test proves otherwise. The more you walk with the Lord, the more he takes away the things of this world and he replaces them with the things for his glory. But one important thing I want to touch on is the place of consistency. Someone say consistency. Consistency. Great. So in a very basic definition and trying to break down the word, I highlighted this paragraph. Consistency is the steadfast adherence to the same principles, cause, or form. So consistency is steadfastness in adherence to a pattern, to a principle, to a cause, to a form. So if we say someone is consistent, it means the person is steadfast in a particular way of life. It is the quality of being reliable and faithful in one's actions, beliefs, and commitments. If we say someone is consistent, it means the person is faithful, is reliable, because the person has built a discipline of certain actions. Then he goes on to say, as believers, we must all pursue consistency in our journey of growth by the help of who? By the help of the Holy Spirit, as it reflects the unchanging nature of God and the reliability of his promises. The reason why we are called to be consistent is because that is the nature of our Father. And we ought to walk in that godliness. Be ye holy as your Father is. Be ye perfect as your Father is. Now, be ye consistent as your Father is what? Consistent. And majority of the time, in our minds, we beat ourselves because Because this is what we paint as consistency. Every day, I have to have 1 hour with the Lord. Every day, I have to have 2 hours with the Lord. Every day, I have to have 4 hours with the Lord. It's good. It's good, very good. But you need to build your life in the sense that you appreciate every single second of the day as time with God, beyond your quiet time. So there will be times you will spend more time with your quiet time, and you will spend less time with your quiet time based on the events in the day. But still, you would have your quiet time, and two, you would still have the knowledge that God is around us. So people have this mindset, every day I need to have a full set of quiet time. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Every day must be charged on. It's very good. But let's go on to the next slide. How does the reality look like? This is the reality. You would find that not all the batteries are empty. There are days when you would have a half battery. There are days when you would have a full battery. But whatever you do, make sure you have power in your battery. Consistency may look all perfect in our mind, but for the journey and what life presents, it comes with ups and downs. The secret, however, is don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. Even if it means praying in the bathroom, continue praying. Even if it means praying in the bus, continue praying. Don't stop pursuing the Lord. Don't stop seeking the Lord. There are days you will have ample time. Glory be to God. But there are days you may have limited time. Don't stop pursuing. Continue to pursue. Turn to someone, tell the person, don't stop pursuing. Shake someone by the shoulder. Tell the person, don't give up. There are days you may read 100 chapters. There are days you may read 100 verses. And there are days you may read 2 verses. But whatever be the day, continue reading. There are days you may have 1 hour of prayer. There are days you may have 5 minutes of prayer. No matter what it looks like, continue talking to the Lord. Stay in His presence and build yourself up. Build yourself up. And this is the catchy line. Build yourself up. So I want to quote from Brother Paul. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be what? Steadfast. Steadfast. Every single day. Be steadfast. Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Many people think the work of the Lord is just about serving others. Sometimes the work of the Lord is seen in your consistency in fellowship. Working yourself in His presence. Knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in... The last part is not part of the scripture. I added that part. So don't go and quote and say, Brother Paul said, don't stop, keep moving. He said that indirectly, but I added this part. Don't stop, keep moving. Don't stop, keep moving. On that note, we are going to break into small groups. I want you to find a group of five. Don't stand now. A group of five. Find a group of five friends. Find a group of five friends. Can I see? Let's start moving. Don't sit alone. Five in each group. Four or five. Not more than five. Four or five. So sit with a circle of four or five. Four or five in a group. Sit in a circle in a way that you can. Four or five in a group. If you are six, find another group.
If you have six, find another group. Four or five in the group. Great. Great. And I want you to choose a leader. Choose a leader in the group. Choose a leader in the group. Choose a leader in the group. Okay. So have you chosen the leader? Have you chosen the leader? Okay. So if you have chosen the leader, now the leader, take note. At the end of the discussion, the leader, you are going to choose one person to speak on behalf of your group. So the leader is now going to choose one person to speak on behalf of the group. So pay attention. After choosing the leader, now the leader will now choose one person to speak on behalf of the group at the end. Great. So on that note, we have 25 minutes to answer these questions. Brother Peter, 25 minutes to answer these questions. Ready, set, go!
10 minutes more. Those of you who are still on number one, I'm just looking at you. 10 minutes more. And take time to pray for one another. Take time to pray for one another. Two more minutes to go. If you are done, you can just ask your group mates, how are you? Ask them how they are doing in life. If you are done, you can ask your group members how they are doing. So, one more minute. And when I come to every group, one person in the group should just say one sentence. One sentence of what you learned. One sentence of what you learned. Just put one thing that really struck you. One sentence. One sentence. Because we have so many groups. So one sentence of what you learned. Just one. Just one. When you get up, you mention your name, and then you say that one thing you have learned. Great. Countdown begins from 20, 19, 18, 13, 9, 5, 2, 1, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are going to start from this group. Every group, choose one person to share one sentence of something that you really learned from the group. Great. So who is speaking? Mention your name and your one sentence. Who is sharing?
Stephen. The heart is very deceptive. As one of those obstructions to allowing us to grow. Because in the parable you said the different soils, so we should take care of our hearts and allow God to take control.
Brother Stephen said the heart is very deceptive. Focus on the heart and the seed will grow. Great. Who is speaking for this group?
Growing, and we should be consistent, find a community that will help us be disciplined and be able to deal with that commitment, and we shall grow. Amen.
Don't stop moving. Don't stop moving. Find a community. Find, and she mentioned one word, be disciplined. Who is speaking for this group? Oh, yeah.
So, as Christians, why we need to grow is to mature and bear fruit. And the major problems of biblical growth is pride, laziness, sin, and the desire for the flesh.
Pride, laziness, sin, and what?
And the desires of the flesh.
Desire for the flesh. God bless you.
Our group saying, Colin, and we are saying, ensure to have a spiritual partner for accountability and a habit of prayer to help you recharge your battery, or else the devil will.
Have a partner. Have a prayer partner who can help you pray and help you grow. Have a prayer partner. Someone you can be accountable to, or someone who can mentor you. Who is?
Amen. My name is Alex, and in our group we shared a lot. But one of the things I want to highlight that was shared by one of the members of our group is that nature in itself expects us to grow. And so if nature in itself expects us to grow, then we have no other choice than just to grow. So we also share that part of the thing is
nature expects you to what? To grow. Good job. Next.
My name is Eddie, and a lot was shared, but I think it can be summarized with these two verses from Philippians 2, verses 12 and 13 that says, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. and the emphasis on verse 13 that says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose."
Amen.
The idea is obedience, whether in the presence of people or in the absence of people. Obey, because God is always watching it.
As Daniel, into the fullness of Christ, we will go through small steps of prayer, reading Bible, sharing things with brothers and sisters every day.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Reading your Bible, sharing, encouraging your brothers and sisters every day. How? How? Next.
Are you all in?
My name is Patricia, and then I think the highlight that we have is from Hebrews 5 verse 12, where it says you need milk, not solid food. So one of the major hindrances that we chose is not having a strong foundation from the start. Like they mentioned, milk, not solid food, because we need the most basic thing for our growth in Christ.
Amen. Who's speaking for the group?
Hello, I'm Dara. So I'm just going to summarize what our group said. So with the discipline of reading the word, prayer, obedience, and of course Teresa said grace, that's like an important part of all of this. Grace, then we will grow and have a strong, immovable, rooted, will cause us to bear fruit.
I like the mention of the word grace. Grace. That majority of the time we take out the place of grace. It's very important. Ask the Lord for grace on your journey. Who is speaking?
For this group, one of the limitations we discuss as hindrances for the weaker group is pride, especially the I'm okay syndrome.
Mm. Yes. Again, what?
I'm okay syndrome. So, and then also we consider the distraction from the things of the world, and then also self-limitation, which a lot of Christians impose on themselves. These are some of the hindrances discussed by this.
I like the fact that he said the I am okay syndrome. When you just say I'm okay, I don't need this, I don't need that, I don't need any help, I'm okay. But deep down, you are not okay. Who is sharing?
Hello, I'm Spencer. Our group, for question one, we said one of the reasons we need to grow is for our own personal maturity in Christ, but also for the purpose of teaching others.
Sometimes if you are selfish, you think only about yourself. But the beauty of it is to think of others. Amen. This group?
I'm Laura, and from our talk, what from our talk, I'm Laura. So from our talk, one sentence is keep showing up in your relationship with Christ and never let your progress go back to zero to prevent you from being fruitful.
Sometimes all you can do is show up. Be there. Be there. You are tired, but go into his presence. You are tired, but open the Bible. Who is speaking for this group? Is it Barbara?
Hi, my name is Daniel. What we learned is Christ is the true vine, and in order to grow, you have to be connected with him. It might be difficult, but when you're surrounded with people with the same goals as you, it makes it easier.
Surround yourself with people of like mind. Surround yourself with people of like mind. Who speaks for thee?
So I'm Adele, I'm from the Philippines, so I'll be speaking for this group. So biblical growth for us is to be transformed and to emulate, to be like Christ. And then how to build consistency in this journey of biblical growth. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 8, yes. So to be immovable, to be steadfast in prayer, reading the word, and then fellowship with Christians. Yeah.
a way throughout the sharing, community is coming up. Find a good Bible community. The journey is too far to go alone. Find a good biblical community.
I'll try one sentence. JJ from the Philippines here. In our group, we have learned that to abide, we should bear fruit, so that fruit will abide in leading us to consistency in Christ.
Amen. I like the fact that you mentioned bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. It's very, very important. It's actually obligatory to bear fruit. We are obligated to bear fruit. If you don't bear fruit, you will be cut off. And sometimes the cutting off, people have it in mind that, oh, I will not get certain rewards. But certain blessings, certain doors will not be opened unto you because you have no fruit.
I'm Edwin. On the first one, Edwin from Ghana. So we discussed that a conducive environment or atmosphere is a very good factor for growth. So this factor includes the music we listen to, the kind of friends we keep around us, and then the books we read, the movies we watch, the social media influence and all these things. So we should consider all these things if we want to grow. And then we also discussed that it's only a matured plant that bears fruit, and if you want to be matured in Christ, you have to be transformed through His word by renewing your mind. Amen.
That's powerful. No explanation needed.
Oh, Charlotte. Hello, everybody. I'm Charlotte from Zambia. So we answered a question to you by saying we need to stay faithful. Because when we read from Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, "And I'm sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the end, at the day of Christ." So God has always been faithful, and He will be always faithful till the end. So stay faithful.
Amen. Does that come to this group? Great. So even as we close, find a partner. Oh, please, a song. A song is coming up. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Everybody go. Read your Bible. If you want to grow. If you want to grow. If you want to grow. Hallelujah. Pray every day. Read your Bible? Read.